You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master bedroom.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, a Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool.
Yeah,
talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
A San Francisco newspaper has received a series of emails from a person claiming responsibility for the abduction of a California woman. The boyfriend of Denise Huskins called police March 23rd to report she was kidnapped from their home. Huskins turned up in Huntington Beach, where she says she was dropped off. The editor-in-chief of the San Francisco Chronicle, Audrey Cooper, says the person sending the emails claimed it was real and not a hoax.
The emails proclaim that they have a sort of reverse Stockholm syndrome and that they feel really bad about kidnapping Denise Huskins and they want Vallejo police to admit that it wasn't a hoax.
And the couple keep insisting she was kidnapped.
The attorneys believe that their clients had no role whatsoever in doing anything except being the victims of a horrible crime. And they think that these emails help verify it.
The Los Angeles Times say they have also received anonymous emails. The parent of Chrysler and Fiat says its U.S. sales rose 2% in March as strong demand for Jeep offset lower Ram pickup truck sales. FCA says it was the company's best March since 2007. Jeep sales jumped 23% thanks to brisk sales of Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and Patriot SUVs. Chrysler brand sales were also up as sales of its 200 sedan more than doubled, but Ram pickup sales fell 2%. If you want more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com and give us a like on Facebook. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's about 3:05 on Wednesday, April, what is it, 1st? Oh my goodness, that's April Fool's Day. I knew it was April 1st. So anyway, here we go. We're going to give you some weather update real quick, and then I'm going to introduce our guest who called in. You may recognize her name and voice. Her name's Georgianne Acapinti, and she is previously with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and also now with Mariah Media and Tiger Consulting, and she's going to talk to us about a number of things in training and occupational development. But if you happen to be in the Flemington, New Jersey or Central New Jersey area this afternoon, I want to give you our forecast. Basically, mostly clear tonight, low about 31. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 62. Thursday night, 40 degrees, chance of showers, low of 51. Friday, showers likely, 70% chance of rain, high of 65. Friday night, 70% chance of showers likely, low 43, and then Saturday, showers likely with a high of 53. So I wanted to let you know, I know I'm getting a boo-hoo on that weather forecast. We were looking for spring to spring more than rain, but that's what April brings us, is May flowers. Are you there, Georgianne?
I am.
Hi.
How are you, Jeannie?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good.
All right. So tell us about yourself a little bit. Bring us up to date. Used to be here doing. You were the one who actually brought me into the Hunterdon Chamber.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had a consulting career, a corporate career. I was at the Chamber for a while. And now I'm working with you and some other colleagues on some exciting new developments. But my background is varied. I've worked in corporate America for a long time, and it was a wonderful experience. And then the bulk of my career has been spent in consulting. So it's been wonderful to work with organizations to try to help them grow and develop. And that could be through training. It could be through coaching, strategic planning, all kinds of things to move them forward. And now this is a wonderful phase of my career because I'm working with you and with Seven Pearls, our colleague Carol Gable, and we are really focusing in on some exciting topics. One of them is cybersecurity, which has been in the news almost nonstop. So I don't know if you want us to jump into some of the cybersecurity work that we've been doing or not.
Absolutely. Carol Gable, the former vice president of the state of New Jersey Chamber of Commerce and the state of Delaware, CEO of Seven Pearls, who is a sponsor of what just was ended NJIT, was supposed to be in the studio today. And unfortunately, she's running behind. So, yes, please, Georgianne, bring us up to date on all of our work.
Well, we've been focusing in on a huge need out there, and it doesn't matter what kind of organization you are, from large corporations to small and mid-sized companies. It could be a nonprofit organization like the Chamber or like the Y or any of those. It could also be a government agency. None of us are really secure from cyber threats, and there is so much out there that's unknown. But we had some panel of experts as well as three key speakers who gave us very good insight into what was going on, what is going on the cybersecurity front. And we had our a great event at NJIT. As you know, NJIT is New Jersey's technical institute, so they are in essence, at the core of cybersecurity. They're also creating a new graduate program around cybersecurity. But we hosted an event at NJIT. We partnered with some folks at NJIT, and it was really a great opportunity for all kinds of people, all kinds of organizations to come and hear about what are some of the issues that are hot. Obviously, in the news almost every day, we're looking at new reports of cyber threats. Everything from our cars can be hacked into. We know computers and all the technology can be hacked into. I've now been hearing that, you know, airplanes have ways that they can get hacked into. So the companies that own the airlines are worried. Lawyers are now concerned. I mean, it runs the gamut. So this is a huge issue. And obviously, we know that there's legislation that has just been proposed that would exactly what it's going to do is not clear, but the key thing is that it's asking all of these entities to communicate, share information, share threats, so that we can tackle this huge problem together.
It's just an amazing challenge because basically, like you said, I mean, hacking, cybersecurity, preventing of, you know, it's been in the news more and more all of last year, 2014. We heard about it with the big companies, you know, the Home Depots, the Targets of the world, the banks, this, you know, first January or whatever, we had $60 billion and so on. And now they're saying that 2015, that was just the tip of the iceberg last year, right?
Absolutely. I think what we heard the other day from the experts at MSA, we had Andrew D'Onofrio, who is extremely impressive, and he is working on the front lines of what these issues are that are coming up with his clients. And he was interesting because what he said, along with Ed Goodman, who is from Identity Theft 911, he's the chief privacy officer, and both of them said that the key thing is still educating employees. Most people are leaving their laptops open, leaving company data and files accessible, using jump drives that can carry threats. So it's a lot about educating the internal employees. That's primarily where the threats are coming from, by people just not being aware or not being secure. So that's an interesting point. The other thing, of course, is that this is just the tip of the iceberg. The technical people are trying to keep up with the hackers. And it's not like the hackers are super geniuses, according to what our experts said. It's more about the fact that it is easy to break in. We don't have encryptions. We don't have firewalls that are really secure. We don't have employees following the policies of, you know, keeping data secure. And it really is quite an undertaking to try to make all of our organizations and all of our clients secure. It's an ongoing challenge for all of us.
And it's so disturbing. I mean, and like you say about these bad guys that they called them, you know, they say they're like, you know, many times like, you know, part of ISIS crew, 18, 20-year-old guys, they understand how to play around. They have time and they just start trying to hack. And then on our side, what some of the speakers at NJIT were saying is that their job is actually to just sit down and hack and see how easy it is. It's terrifying. Yesterday, I was at the Small Business Development Center at the College of New Jersey, which is our upcoming conference that I would love it, Georgianne, if you could tell everybody about, because if you missed the NJIT one on Monday, this one's coming up on April 20th. But there was a bank there, and I won't name the name, and the vice president had just shared with me that they had gotten an email, and because it was CEO to CEO, that, you know, it crossed through security and any kind of filters, and it was articulate. It had the account number. It had, hey, you know, I know you love to golf, and let's get together again when I'm in town. I want you to move over $250,000. And then next week, I'm going to ask for an additional $250,000. So don't think it's weird or anything, because it's me. And all good. Take care. Love to your wife, Meg. Talk to you later.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, for whatever reason, the vice president just was talking to the CEO and just said, you know, that just seems so strange because he doesn't usually work with you. He works with me. And so that was the only flaw in that plan. If it had gone to the other person, it would have been a done deal. And it turned out that they were not being hacked, but the person who was at the individual was hacked that wanted the money. And when they hacked into the bank customer, you know, CEO, the bank customer's files expressed his account number and the name of and so on of the colleagues at the bank. So basically the whole thing was driven by, you know, the dog wagging the tail thing, but it was not even the bank that was hacked, and they could have just turned over the money and lost it all.
Well, it's amazing that they caught that. It was just one little thing that was not right.
They said it was a fluke.
If you were busy that day and missed it,
yep,
then you would have, you know, $500,000 could have been lost for that person's account.
And they really wanted me to tell everybody about that today on the radio. They were like, please make sure that if you tell a story from a bank's perspective, you know, they've got their IT people all working and trying to get all of this buttoned down. But there's some things they can't control. And that's an example of something they can't control.
Well, a huge thing is also all of the information that we put out there on social media. I know Andrew was talking about that, that we are just too open, too sharing about all of the details of our life and when we're leaving town for vacation. And before you know it, all the family member names are there, and you know where they live, more or less. And all these details are making us less and less secure as well. And we're not thinking about it. We're thinking we're sharing on social media. That's what it's for. It's a wonderful experience. But there's a threat side to it as well.
It's terrifying. When we were at that conference, I noticed people who were actually there mostly on behalf of their companies, you know, looking out for the future. They were actually turning off their phones and shutting their computer laptops at, you know, although they were allowed access, just because they were realizing that even if you're in any venue, anywhere that allows you non-encrypted or unsecure access to the internet, that you're basically putting yourself out there. But we have to run to our first break, Georgianne. It's so great to have you on the line. It's 3:16 on April 1st. And this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:20 in the afternoon on April 1st. Hope you're having a great day and nobody fooled you too much. Our guest calling in today is Georgianne Acapinti, and she has just a wealth of information. She's Georgianne, can you talk a little bit, pick up where we left off about cybersecurity, and then also tell everybody out there about the upcoming event at the College of New Jersey?
Well, I think what we were saying is that it is definitely, we're just at the beginning of the cybersecurity issue, and a lot of things are, at this point, up to the organizations and employees to train and inform the folks that are inside these companies and organizations to be more secure, but also have the encryptions in place. So it's not always at the firewall level or the technology level that things can be handled. Each employee can actually make a difference in keeping data secure, whether it's in a hospital or an a corporation, a small company, or a nonprofit. So we are having another event on April the 20th at the College of New Jersey, and this is in partnership with the Small Business Development Center of New Jersey. And Lorraine Allen is our partner. She's been wonderful in giving us the opportunity to hold the conference there, but also in helping us to reach out to the small businesses that are not only dealing with this issue, but may not have all the resources that a larger company or a government agency could have. So there are a lot of specialty issues that really are going to be addressed in relation to the small business side of the world, and trying to figure out what is it that small business should do about cybersecurity. How can they keep their own organizations away from threats and educate their employees? So at this point, we are excited that we've invited the Lieutenant Governor, Kim Godano, to be our keynote speaker, and hopefully she will be joining us. I think she can give us a state perspective on what we are doing on these issues of cybersecurity, as well as an update on the legislation that is being proposed. In addition to that, we have some other dynamic speakers. We will have Andrew D'Onofrio again from MSA.
He's amazing.
And he was phenomenal. I thought he was so dynamic, and he was giving us some terrific advice and examples that brought everything to life. Jeannie, can you talk a little bit about MSA and the kind of work that they do?
They are amazing. MSA Securities, they're located in New York, and literally they have a photograph in their office of the World Trade Centers because they're right in that place. And their job is protection and security, and they do everything from satellite type of work. They go into companies and provide security online, forensic science, digital, you know, evaluations. And they also have, they go so far as to have the bomb sniffing dogs that are contracted by the New York Police Department to be used in certain larger or even smaller public events like the New York races, you know, whatever. They've got all kinds of stuff going on, but on the digital side and forensic side, Andrew is their specialist. And, you know, just if you could look up on the bios of these individuals, the experts and speakers that were at NJIT and also coming up on April 20th, if you go to cybersecuritynj.com.
Thank you for giving that. And the info about this upcoming event is there as well.
I think it's important.
We also had a speaker from Identity Theft 911. We're going to have Sean Daly this time. And Sean is another top person with Identity Theft 911. And that organization is interesting because they are dealing with a lot of the threats, again, related to identity theft in organizations. They work with clients who have either incoming threats or want to secure their data, want to secure their servers and make sure that they are encrypted, they are safe from any threats. And Identity Theft 911 is a global organization, has several sites. So they are, again, we're so happy to have them with us again, and we will look forward to hearing from Sean.
I just want to mention that the important to tell everyone that on April 20th, just less than 20 miles away, by the way, from Flemington, New Jersey, is where this event's going to be held at the College of New Jersey, which is right off Pennington. They call it Pennington Road, but it's Route 31 in Ewing. And I happen to know because I got a towing yesterday. My car had a flat tire, and I found out it was only 17 miles from my home here in Hunterdon. So if you're listening out there or if you're in the area, it's a free event. Like, and that's really important to express because you can register, and you have to register so you can go again to cybersecuritynj.com and let us know that you're coming. Again, there's no promo code required. You just need to put down who in your office and yourself is going to be attending. Breakfast and lunch are going to be served. And this is all courtesy of the Small Business Development Center, again, operated by Lorraine Allen. And it's being brought to you because the state of New Jersey feels this information is so important. And it's not exclusive to small business owners. It's just that it's being brought through the Small Business Development Center. So if you're listening out there, you are welcome to come. And there is, again, no charge. You just have to go online and register. Space is limited, up to 200 seats. And again, with Georgianne on the line here explaining the level of these experts, I wanted to mention real quick, Georgianne, about Dan Minoli, because he has authored more than 60 books on cyber, satellite, you know, intervention monitors, like what security is all about. And he is going to speak. He actually is a professor at Mercer Institute of Mercer Community College, rather. And his his class, excuse me, is one that is actually a certification class. So, and he's going to speak with the small business owners about what you were saying before, Georgianne. I wanted to expand upon a little bit as to some of the concerns small businesses have is, you know, where do they go? Who do they hire? Because you can come in as a social media expert, and that's a confusing distinction. You know, someone can be applying for a job, and the manager is in the small business office thinking that because they don't understand social media, that a person in charge of their security is going to understand the not social media, but cyber hacking. It's a totally different place. So they're going to explain also what levels do you need? How much cost are you going to be required to come up with in order to prevent anything if you're a small business, if you're a small dentist office, medical building, or otherwise? And one thing I want to mention about him, because he will be speaking there, is that I found it fascinating that he told me that in this day and age, companies are hiring, and this is not just small businesses, these are all size businesses, specialists in social media. And they'll bring them in and they'll set them up and give them a password and put them on their computers. And basically, they've just sent the message out, like you were saying about social media, LinkedIn, and so on, to the hackers to hack into the business system. So what he was saying is that companies need to, instead of hiring social media experts and have them come in and go onto their systems, they need to actually get kiosks. And even if it's a phone, anything unrelated to the office's system, mm-hmm. and then have them perform the social media activities on behalf of the company and the staff without being anywhere near their protected services. So interesting.
I think it's so important because Dan is working with small businesses, so he understands what the psyche is, what the issues are, so he's going to be a great addition. And it is not a small business event in total, mm-hmm. but there is going to be some emphasis on small business issues because we know that it's through the Small Business Development Center. And there are a lot of opportunities for small businesses to hear information they need in order to move forward. I want to emphasize again, this is a totally free event. So it's an all-day conference from, I think it's 9 a.m. to 2, and you have an opportunity to come be a part of this. The only thing you need to do is register on that cybernj.com.
CybersecurityNJ.com.
Mm-hmm. And this is all being provided through Lorraine Allen and the Small Business Development Center of New Jersey. We're so excited to offer this to people, and we think it's going to be, again, another even more successful event than what we had at NJIT, and that there will be more opportunities to get word out and to really brainstorm about what's the best thing to do when you're in an organization or as even an individual. Some of the information we received the other day was about trying to consider what your individual security level is. You know, how are you in terms of even an encrypted account in your bank? So Tom Anisevich from Cisco was talking about this the other day. He's going to be on the panel as well coming up on April 20th. And he said there's so many times that the same bank that has your mortgage or your checking accounts, your saving accounts, does not have adequate encryption. And people are not asking about it. They all assume that the encryption's there, that the security is there at the bank. And unfortunately, the banks have been hacked and people have been hacked individually into their accounts. So that is a personal issue as well as a business issue that we need to know about and ask more questions of our lenders, of our banks, in order to ensure that we are safe.
And not only to mention that, I want to say again, Tom Anisevich is a prominent individual from Hunterdon County. We just love him to death, respect his work. He's been on the radio. He's coming back. He will be there. His insights are incredible, and it is because he works with Cisco. And then I want to add to what you were saying about it with Dr. Roloff over at NJIT. He also spoke about how we sign off when we open a bank account, and even anywhere you see where you check the box on the internet when you sign up for something on Amazon or whatever, and it says privacy policy. We will never sell your information to anyone, anytime, anywhere. And then all of a sudden, their company is sold. And then the new company comes in, and because there's not legislation that protects that transference, the new company doesn't have to agree to that policy. And these are very, very like gray areas. And I thought that was fascinating. And they still, as from the government side, he's actually saying, he was saying that the government actually has a bigger handle on this than business owners do. Where normally business owners could be kind of like on the pioneers, so to say, of the frontier. And yet, in this regard, they're trying to get through that, but they're on it. You know what I mean? Where that we're not even thinking about that. You know, when we set up a website, we're just saying, oh, good, I just copied my, my script and I have a privacy policy. But if I sold my business tomorrow, I wouldn't be thinking of protecting what I told my customers. And on the other end of the fence, the person who's acquiring me may know fully aware of what I'm not doing, and maybe not. But that's where we're at right now. Also at time for our news and our weather. So Georgianne Occupinti's on the call here. This is Talented People. Georgianne, stay with us.
Okay.
And everybody out there listening to Talented People, thank you so much for listening in, and we'll be right back after the news and weather.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Switzerland for the Iran nuclear talks, which have passed the deadline. Iran is reportedly not agreeing to the timetable for economic sanctions relief and a curb in their uranium enrichment program. Former Assistant Secretary of State Robert Einhorn says it does not appear the West will be happy with the results of the talks.
There'll be a lot of disappointment in the American administration and a lot of skepticism in the Congress.
And Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton told Fox News the U.S. has nothing to gain if a deal is reached.
We've continually given away the best cards we hold. The best approach would be to walk away now, to reinstitute those suspended sanctions, and then to impose new sanctions, to get back to a position of strength so we can negotiate a better deal.
He spoke last night on the Kelly File. Iraq's defense minister says security forces have achieved a major victory over ISIS in Tikrit. The battle is seen as a key step in driving ISIS out of Mosul. This is USA Radio News.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings for a memorable Easter feast. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is calling for changes to a religious freedom bill because of potential backlash from gay rights groups. He says he wants a bill addressing the need for diversity and protection of religious freedoms.
The issue has become divisive because our nation remains split on how to balance the diversity of our culture with the traditions and firmly held religious convictions.
A similar bill came under fire in Indiana in recent days. The man accused of slashing the U.S. ambassador to South Korea last month could be on trial as soon as next week on charges of attempted murder. Kim Ki-jong was indicted today in the attack on Mark Lippert. He suffered deep gashes on his face and arm and was treated at a Seoul hospital. Police say the attacker chose Lippert as a target to highlight his opposition to ongoing U.S.-South Korean military drills. U.S. stocks are lower. Healthcare stocks are leading the decline in midday trading. This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
President Obama has created a new sanctions program that targets foreign hackers behind cyber attacks and spying. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
It's a tool designed to supplement law enforcement, diplomacy, and the military. And White House Cybersecurity Chief Michael Daniel says it's aimed especially at lawless places.
Whether they're behind the borders of a country that has weak cybersecurity laws, or the government is complicit in, or turning a blind eye to the activity.
Possible sanctions would hit not only hackers, but the companies or other entities behind them. The announcement follows last year's cyber attack on Sony Pictures. The U.S. did sanction several North Koreans in retaliation, but not specifically for alleged hacking. Mark Smith at the White House.
Egypt's president says Cairo's anti-extremist efforts will get a boost now that the United States has reinstated military aid. Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who overthrew Egypt's Islamist president in 2013, says in a statement that the decision supports the objectives of both countries in combating terrorism and extremism. A Lebanon-based TV station is reporting ISIS has infiltrated a Palestinian refugee camp in Damascus and are fighting with the group inside the camp. Experts say if they gain control, they can threaten President Bashar Assad's seat of power. Meanwhile, Jordan has closed its border, and many Syrians have fled there since the war began. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones-Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Come and join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Welcome back to the show here. It's about 3:40 in the afternoon. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Our guest calling in today is Georgiana Acapinti, and she's talking about an upcoming event. She's actually talking about cybersecurity and an upcoming event at the College of New Jersey on April 20th. We'll talk about that in a second. Let me give you an update on the weather forecast real quick. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 31. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 62. Thursday night, chance of showers, low about 51. Friday, showers likely with a high of 65, and then Friday night, showers likely with a low of 43, and then continuing through Saturday with a high of 53. Georgina, are you there?
Yes.
Great. All right. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about the speakers and what's going on at the College of New Jersey?
Right. As I was mentioning, we've invited our keynote speaker as the Lieutenant Governor,
of New Jersey, Kim Gadano, and I'm hoping that she'll be with us on that day because there are so many questions on the state level. And, of course, there's this legislation that has been proposed federally, and that will certainly have impact on us in New Jersey. So hearing more about that, as well as what is our state government doing to be secure and to keep us safe from threats and hackers, will be wonderful to hear from her. In addition to that, we have three speakers, which you already were talking about, Dan Minoli. From, is it CTO?
I actually don't have it offhand next to me, but I do know that he's going to be on the radio next week on Wednesday, and he's been on a couple times, so I'll be able to tell everybody more about it. You can look on the website, too.
Yeah, and Dan is a small business specialist. He works with people in the small business arena on some of these cybersecurity issues, so we're excited for him to be on the panel or on the dais. Andrew D'Onofrio from MSA, who we've had at NJIT this week. He's a very dynamic speaker, and MSA is responsible for really servicing clients, keeping their environment secure, or trying to find out what are the key threats for each organization that they work with. Sometimes organizations will just call in MSA to say, how do we look? How secure are we? What are our problems?
Mm-hmm.
And then Identity Theft 911, we'll have Sean Daly, and Identity Theft 911 is a very large organization that works across the country and globally, again, on how to determine where the identity theft issues are, how can we be more secure, and really how can we educate our employees and our staff in order to make our environment, our work environment, more secure. In addition to that, we do have a panel, and Tom Anisevich. Tom is part of the panel. He is with Cisco, so he works as well on the government end. The government agencies are his clients, and he has broad knowledge of what is going on in terms of threats and potential things that we can do to secure our businesses and our lives personally. And in addition to that, we'll have other panelists as well as a facilitator. So it will be an excellent opportunity to find out on a broad level, what's going on? What's the latest? Obviously, there's just been a piece of legislation proposed, and understanding what that legislation says and does not say. From my understanding, it's a piece of legislation that is asking government agencies and the private sector to communicate more effectively about security threats and issues. And beyond that, we all need more clarification as to how that trickles down to each organization. We did this week talk as well about the military.
Yes.
Jack Fanous from JobPath, he's the president and CEO of JobPath, which is an organization that is focused on finding employment opportunities for our veterans as they come back from service. And we've heard so much in the last few weeks about veterans being hacked. You think, gee, they're going off and they're serving our country, and the least we could do is secure them so they wouldn't have to go through identity theft issues, and they are being hacked as well as they are away serving our country.
It's terrifying, and it's such a high and important issue. Jack is amazing as well. He's such a voice on behalf of the veterans. But I do want to go to the break real quick, and I want everybody to know this is a free event. So when you're listening to us talk about it, this is a luxury, so to speak, offering to be able to be with these international experts who are sought after to answer and assist in every type of crisis for cyber hacking. And it's right there, only 20 miles or so away from Flemington at the College of New Jersey on April 20th. And you can sign up at cybersecuritynj.com. We're going to go to our break real quick. And then, Georgianne, when we get back, I would like it if you could actually share with anyone out there listening a little bit about the networking opportunities of attending, and then also perhaps the sponsorship if there's interest out there. If you're a company out there looking to reach small business owners, you want to stay in for the next 15 minutes until our next show, Challenge of People, which we'll find out if Georgianne's going to be able to stay with us and talk about marketing and PR as well. So we'll be right back with you. Just a minute. Stand by.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hi, I'm Glenda Webb, a professionally trained voiceover artist. With my warm, soothing, authoritative vocal style, I will capture the attention of and captivate your potential clients while clearly articulating your message. So whether you simply want a more professional sound to your voicemail, commercials to sell your products, medical or technical productions for presentation or training purposes, or anything in between. Remember, Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard. You may contact me at 908-899-1157 or at gcwvoices@gmail.com. Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's already 3:48, if you can believe it. It's Talented People. I just want to let you know my guest on the line today is Georgianne Acapinti, and she's talking about cybersecurity. I want to mention real quick, we're going to talk about networking and perhaps if you're interested in really branding your company, some sponsorship opportunities coming up. But while we're talking about networking, I just wanted to mention that the president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, Chris Phelan, who is the most awesome person, just came in the studio and sends his warmest regards to you, Georgianne. And just want to let you know that if you're out there and you're not a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, you should really take the time to go online and find out about the membership level that is appropriate for your company. Because I can only say, as a small business owner, Jeannie Murphy PR and Mariah Media, it's probably been one of the most productive activities that I've ever done. I just love the chamber. I love the people at the chamber. I love all of the people that are part of the chamber, and we hope that you'll become one as well. Georgianne, you there?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, right before we went to the break, I was asking you maybe to talk a little bit about networking and why this event's so important and any opportunities for businesses to get involved.
Well, I think it's so important because a lot of us are just learning about these cybersecurity issues. And conferences like this, you can talk and network with experts, of course, but you also can talk and network with other organizations like yours or that have similar issues to yours. So we had a mix of people at our NJIT event, and we'll have even a broader audience at the College of New Jersey. But some of the organizations that are coming, for sure, there are banks, there are corporations, their universities, government agencies, nonprofits, hospitals, what others can we say? Small businesses, certainly consulting groups, and all of those individuals are really focused in on this one issue of cybersecurity. But in addition to that, you meet great people who could be potential business links for you. They could be either somebody who you need a service from, or you might be able to refer someone that you know to. So it's a wonderful opportunity. We're hoping to be at somewhere around 200 individuals who are coming to the College of New Jersey. All of those people from organizations that you might want to meet, and hopefully there'll be a few that you actually follow up with.
So what about sponsorship levels? Like, okay, as you know, a listener out there who's saying, you know, my business is directed towards small business owners and I want to participate and have some signage. What can you talk about that?
Well, our sponsorship opportunities are really important because with being a part of Mariah Media and Jeannie Murphy PR, what the benefits are of that is that Jeannie and Colleen really do an exceptional job of marketing any of these events prior to the event, during the event, and also beyond the event. So there is a whole plan in terms of putting our social media presence out there, getting our website out there, continued press coverage, continued press releases, getting people to come and cover the events. We had NJ Biz, we had US One with us the other day. We hope to have even more media.
And all the NJIT and their staff and report.
Yes, and yeah, they covered it at NJIT. That's right.
No, and one of the reporters there actually provides content to a number of different professional organization magazines. So, you know, there it is really important. And I want everyone to know that on the website where you can register and register as many as you'd like, there is cutoff, so time's limited. It's 200 max. You just go on to cybersecuritynj.com if you're interested in finding about these promotional packages, which are awesome, and they're very reasonable. You can sponsor the breakfast or you could sponsor the lunch, although it's free to attendees, and get the signage, be part of the program book. You know, there's a lot of different price levels, and it's all there on the site. If you just look up sponsors and use the drop down, you can actually look at it and place right there, uploading your logo and your description, and then be part of this. And again, I like what you were saying, Georgiana, about the fact that it's the pre-convention activities or PR marketing. It's the day of, and then it's the follow-up afterwards, and then the footprint in the internet concrete that I want to talk about very specifically, by the way, between 4 and 5 in just 7 minutes or so. If you're interested in learning a little bit about some PR marketing activities that make sense for you, then you can hang around and we'll tell you a little more. Georgiana, are you going to be able to stay through the next hour?
I am not. I do have another commitment, so I will have to sign off. But definitely focus more on that, because that's one of the huge benefits of sponsorship,
mm-hmm.
that you can get your name out there and that you can get visibility, specifically if you are interested in being linked in any way with the cybersecurity issue. And there's so much coverage in the weeks before, there's so much coverage, but also we have the opportunity to have our sponsors on the radio and also highlight them in whatever press releases that are going out. And we do run stories after the event. So I know you're doing that in terms of NJIT. You've been working on that this week, getting the word out about what we did at NJIT as kind of a post-event follow-up. So there's a wonderful opportunity to impact your marketing and visibility by coming on board as a sponsor.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary. People sometimes don't understand if they hear $300 or $500 or $5,000, that in this day and age, you know, you can drive your own PR and marketing bus, and you can do so much with so little. And that, in my opinion, as PR manager and so on, should be your funding from advertising in traditional sense should be switched over to social media budget and a PR mission where you can just handle it yourself. Because to your point, a lot of the traditional media outlets just don't have the manpower anymore to be on location. So it's the afterwards photographs and everything else that make the most sense. And I'll say that you can go back again to cybersecuritynj.com and look at the photographs that are on the homepage from Monday's NJIT event, and you'll get a feel for the kinds of benefits that there are. But since it's 3:55 already, and you've got to go, which I'll be here, me, myself, and I, between 4 and 5, talking about distinctions about public relations and marketing and things that are available So is there anything you'd like to leave everybody with, Georgianne?
No, I just hope we'll see everybody. We'd love to sell out our 200 spaces at the College of New Jersey. Please go again to cybersecuritynj.com. Learn about it, and there's all kinds of contact information and specifics. We want to thank the College of New Jersey for partnering with us, and Lorraine Allen has been phenomenal in terms of getting the word out and helping us to organize the event. So I want to thank Lorraine. And for this past week, I definitely want to thank NJIT, Judith Sheft, and her team for being so phenomenal to us, and thank you for all the support. Jeannie, it's been wonderful hanging out. We haven't done this for a while.
It's been way too long. You got to come in here and be my co-host like I used to be yours.
We'll do it again soon, but I thought this was a great opportunity to get the word out for College of New Jersey. So
I'm so glad.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks. Oh, Georgianne, you're the best. So I'll let you go. And again, thanks. Thank you, Georgianne. I want everybody out there to know that Georgianne Acapinti, when you hear the name, just know she is the most awesome person in all ways and a training and occupational development specialist. So you can get in touch by Mariah Media. All right. Take care, everybody. Stand by for this next 4 to 5 hour of Talented People. I'm going to leave you with a quick song. And then when we get back, I'm going to talk about PR and marketing. If you feel like calling in, if you have any questions, 908-237-0410.
Secretary of State John Kerry is in Switzerland for the Iran nuclear talks, which have passed the deadline. Iran is reportedly not agreeing to the timetable for economic sanctions relief and a curb in their uranium enrichment program. Former Assistant Secretary of State Robert Einhorn says it does not appear the West will be happy with the results of the talks.
There'll be a lot of disappointment in the American administration and a lot of skepticism in the Congress.
And Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton told Fox News the U.S. has nothing to gain if a deal is reached.
We've continually given away the best cards we hold. The best approach would be to walk away now, to reinstitute those suspended sanctions, and then to impose new sanctions, to get back to a position of strength so we can negotiate a better deal.
He spoke last night on the Kelly File. Iraq's defense minister says security forces have achieved a major victory over ISIS in Tikrit. The battle is seen as a key step in driving ISIS out of Mosul. This is USA Radio News.
Musicians, save up to 55% off during Guitar Center Spring Savings Event. Come in and get hands-on with your dream guitar, drum set, keyboard, recording gear, DJ rig, and more. Get deals like an Epiphone Flametop Les Paul, now just $129, or a Fender acoustic guitar, also just $129. Plus, select strings, cables, and drum heads, buy one, get one free. Save big on the gear you really want. Don't miss the savings this Easter weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot?
Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.